Mr. Jingle Bell Rock on this moment of Indiana history. These days, secular holiday music with a rock and roll beat is so ubiquitous that it's hard to imagine the season without it. But in 1957, Decca Records producer Paul Cohen went out on a limb in releasing a Christmas single by a chart-topping Hoosier. Bobby Helms was already getting plenty of play with the hits Fraulein and My Special Angel when Decca rolled out Jingle Bell Rock. Debuting December 23, 1957, the tune captured the number 6 slot on the pop charts that year and charted again in 4 of the 5 years that followed, a Billboard record. Born in Bloomington in 1933, Bobby Helms started singing early with family acts, the Monroe County Jamboree and the Helms Brothers. The 9-year-old Bobby performed live on 2 daily radio programs broadcast on WTTS. By the time he was 18, Bobby had regular appearances on Hayloft Frolic, a WTTV production popular among country music fans across the Midwest. Within 5 years, Helms was invited to perform on Ernest Tubbs' Midnight Jamboree in Nashville, Tennessee, and signed to Decca soon thereafter. Although he never again dominated the hit parade, Helms toured and recorded for decades until he succumbed to emphysema and asthma. After his death in 1997, Helms was buried at Martinsville's Hilldale Cemetery, where his epitaph reads, "Here lies a legend, Mr. Jingle Bell Rock." This moment of Indiana history is a production of the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations. More information is available online at momentofindianahistory.org.